How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
EMV, where hope goes to die. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is smoke.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. How are you guys? I'm back. I'm live. And I've got Melissa and Susan today. And, of course, you know I'll take your calls. So much is going on. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Open phone lines. Any topic? Yeah, any topic. Go for it. Let's discuss, shall we? Wow. Okay. So where do we start? Well, there's a few things going on. Let's start here. There were articles about Dixie chartering a bus, going up, trying to get the name change to happen, trying to get the state Senate to hear the bill. And I find it always interesting when we don't really know how many students went. Do you know what I mean? It's just some number. Who knows how few actually went up to change the name. You know, I really don't think, this is my opinion, there's an awful lot of students that want to change the name of Dixie. And if you're out of state listening to this show right now, all I can say is if you're having to undergo political correctness in your city, you feel the pain of what we're going through right now when those that want to bow to the political correctness, you know, I don't know if they realize what they're doing. I really don't. I think a lot of it is born out of ignorance. I think that usually, and my opinion again, the students that will be lighting the torch for political correctness, usually, they want to, this has been my experience. They want to jump aboard something, some kind of something that they can get their teeth into. And oftentimes political correctness is an easy one. And I don't know if they realize the outcome of that. I don't think they realize what they're doing in the long term. It just, they want to be part of change and they want to be part of something like a crusade, but they just don't know what. And that's an easy one. Right? The university tells them that they should change the name. So then they go, well, we should change it. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous, but we should change it. Well, you know what? I'm going to take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Am I on?
You're on. You're live. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
Listen, I had a question about the yesterday's program, which was recorded. What I don't understand is, you know, there was a lot of information on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a phenomenal show, which I wish I recorded it, but I didn't.
You know what?
Anyway,
I will put that on podcast. I'll put it up today on podcast.
That would be fantastic.
Sure.
At least that would be one way of being able to get it. I'm not a computer guy,
okay,
but I may be able to go to the library and listen to it. But
okay,
one thing I didn't get,
mm-hmm,
why are they in such a hurry?
Mm.
I notice they are. They're in a great big hurry. to do this. Take the vaccine, hurry up, get it. Oh, the supply's low. Hurry up before the supply runs out, you know,
right,
and all
right.
this garbage that they're pushing. And whenever you hear the media do something like that, the best, I found the best result is do the complete opposite of what they're saying.
And that yep.
is, and that's the right thing to do. Right?
So true.
Just real quickly, when Barack Obama's first term was coming up, I was wondering, you know, whether to vote for him or not. But then I noticed how the media was pushing him so hard. Then I knew not to vote for him. I knew that would be the right thing to do.
And you're exactly right.
It's one of the most reliable things that you can do these days is do the complete opposite of what's being taught. But now, I don't understand the hurry. What's the hurry?
Well, see, in normal times, they would have to go through a process to get a vaccine through. Right now, they're able to push it through quickly because they don't have to. It's an under emergency status. So they're not required to have an insert. They're not required to go through the trials. They're not required to go through the animal trials, the human studies, the human trials. And that usually takes 5 to 7 years on average. Well, to bypass all that, they have to hurry under these emergency orders and get it done. They want this shot to go into every arm of every person around the globe. And all the other countries like Merkel, everyone is saying it won't go back to normal. You won't get normal back until you get this thing. And they're trying to do it under the emergency status because they know that now people are finally getting tired of a whole year of this. And people are starting to take off the mask and realize what's going on. And they're going to lose their ability to do it under an emergency statute, right? If people start fighting in the states against their emergency statutes that they're all under right now. So there's a game of let's hurry and do this so that we can get this shot into every arm before those emergency rules would dictate otherwise, because otherwise they'd have to spend 5 to 7 years doing this.
Okay, that's a great explanation. I just missed that somehow. I didn't get it. But now I understand.
No
Thank
problem.
You, so much.
You betcha. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Open phone lines, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Yeah, it's sickening, isn't it? Governor Cox, Dictator Cox, absolutely coming out with this, you know, this is the new state. He even did an executive order on the vaccine. And people are new executive order. People are wondering why. I keep reminding him on Facebook that there's no COVID in the shot. There's zero COVID. We're the guinea pigs. The trial extends until 2023. And we are the trial. You are the guinea pig. If you haven't figured that out yet, do some more research because it's right on the government website. They love to say exactly what they're doing. They're not hiding it in any way. They are when Governor Cox gets up to speak. He's not going to tell you that, but all you have to do is go to the government website to find out. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
The other factor is that they have to do this. They have to make this happen while everybody is still petrified.
Yes.
Because it's that petrification that immobilizes people from thinking.
Yeah.
It also immobilizes them from talking to other people and communicating.
I agree.
So it keeps them in a constant state of being able to be manipulated, and that's all this is a manipulation. You're right. We are guinea pigs. Well, the people who are taking the shots are guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm.
For me, no guinea pig in me.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for that. Really, really appreciate it. Let me just tell you, see, it's very, very hard to find the 2020 stats. I don't know if you've noticed this, but when you do searches, it's very difficult to find on the death rates and so forth. Well, if you go to the death rates, the death rate per 100,000 people in the state of Utah in 2017, it was 704. Okay, that was now 4 years ago. In 2018, it went from 704 the previous year to 2018, 695. Okay. 695. In 2019, it was 687, dipped a little, 687. Okay. Do you know what this year is? This year is 691. We're right between 2018 and 2019. Now, you tell me, were we in a plague? It's an easy question. Were we in a plague? You can find the number that I just cited on Utah Health Rankings, okay? And you can also find it on the list on of all the different years, okay? The highest being 789. We're very much lower than that, aren't we? In 1999, it was 789 per 100,000 population, okay? And it's at ibis.health.utah.gov if you listen to this on podcast, okay? So we are right in the middle of the same death rate of 2018 and 2019. We're at 691, 2019, 687, 2018, 695. We're at 691. You tell me. And I'll sit and wait for that answer. You tell me. Are we in a crisis? Are we in a pandemic? Are we actually in a plague, an airborne plague for which you must wear a mask? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, I just have a comment.
Sure.
It seems odd to me that they're not running any immunity tests.
Mm-hmm.
The word just left my mind. antibody.
Oh, okay.
Tests before uh-huh. they're giving the vaccine, because for two reasons. One, if you have had it and have mm-hmm. herd immunity, mm-hmm. you don't need it.
Right.
And number two, it's my understanding that if you've had it within 3 weeks and you get the vaccination, in mm-hmm. quotations,
mm-hmm.
that you become really, really sick. So anyway, just wondering
That's
what
a
is
good
going
idea.
On with people thinking in that.
That's a great thought. Yeah. And what's making people sick if there's no COVID in it?
Well, yeah. We know the answer to that if you research it, but it makes zero sense that if it's so prevalent and so many mm-hmm. people have had COVID and it's spreading so fast, then you would think they'd be doing antibody tests.
No, it's a great thought.
Pass out the vaccination.
You're exactly anyway. Right. It's a great thought. Hadn't thought of that. You're right. 100%.
Yeah, it just doesn't makes no sense.
Nothing
and
makes
to
sense.
Add to that, I have a friend whose daughter,
uh-huh.
I think they're in Provo Orem area,
mm-hmm.
Her doctor actually did do an antibody test, and she had the antibodies. She knew she had had COVID, and he wrote her a letter stating that she did not have to have the vaccine and she did not have to wear a mask.
Interesting. Okay. Hey, thanks.
I gotta, the
computer's gonna take us off.
Yeah.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Wow. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. You can call in. Let me know what you're on your mind. Be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show live today. Happy to have your calls. 888-673-1450. Make sure you get over to Garage Doors Only. Those guys are rocking, man. You know, they have customers that will call and then they'll be there within an hour to do an estimate for you. I mean, they're just that amazing. They're so cool. Their service, their prices, everything. They're honest. And if you go to 689 North Bluff in St. George, you can find Garage Doors Only. And also you can call 868-1200 and give them a call. What a great way to make a huge impact on the look of your home. And also, if you're in the need for a garage door, or maybe you're building a home, these would be the guys to call. They know what they're doing, and they have so much experience. Best of Southern Utah over and over again for a reason, and that's because they make their clients very, very happy. Garage Doors Only, that's where I went. I absolutely love these guys. They just do a tremendous job. What can I say? I'll take your calls, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. We were just talking about the the governor coming out, and of course he's all COVID all the time, and it's a little nauseating, isn't it? New executive order updating the state's COVID-19 vaccination plan. When was the government ever supposed to be in your vaccines? Shouldn't that be a health matter? Should anybody be involved in your vaccines? Should anybody be telling you, except for, say, a doctor, if you want to go to a doctor about it, why is everyone else so obsessed with this vaccine? Why? Why? Death rate's so low. I mean, give me a break. In Washington County, they've attributed 176 people to COVID over the course of an entire year in this county. And I know for a fact, because they've emailed me, called into the show, many of those are not just COVID, right? Their families were even angry that they were chalked up to COVID. So 176 over the course of a year, does that spell plague to you in any way, shape, or form? Especially with the flu numbers down so low? Nope, doesn't make sense. 176 after a whole year in a plague, wouldn't you have like 176 a day? If it was an airborne plague and you had to wear a mask, wouldn't that dictate that? I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't it, that we're doing all this? And so he said, as of February 18th, Utahns who are 65 and older are eligible for this shot. Please don't take it. Don't be their guinea pig. I just hate to see them use the elderly for guinea pigs, especially when many elderly do not have fantastic immune systems already. You should not be taking this. And if you want to do yourself a favor, just go online and look up the fact sheet that they give you with this so-called shot, because it says it doesn't treat COVID. So if you think you're getting it because of that, it says on there it doesn't. There's no COVID in it. So it scares me about how many people are actually just excited about the shot when their body, obviously for the course of a year, they're still alive, right? So over the course of a year, they haven't even gotten it. But they're that afraid after a year? Did you ever think in a million years we'd be here after a year? I could see maybe a month where people were really super scared, and then all of a sudden after a month they go, oh, wait, I'm looking around and not everyone's dying on me. After a year, is it going to take 2 years or 3 years until we all figure it out? Or what's the deal? I'm talking about the healthy. Anyway, it's just really sad. We have a $1 billion surplus right now in Utah. How did we get that? We keep taking the check for going along with this madness. The governors keep their emergency intact and they keep getting money. What are we going to spend that on? The $1 billion? Just curious. Should we have a surplus like that? Why don't they just send everybody a check? A little rebate for what they stole from them. Right? They stole our liberty, got a big fat check from the feds. That's our money too. Government has no money unless we give it to them through taxation. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Two Sundays ago on CBS Sunday morning, they announced the death of Larry Flint, the editor of Gynecology Today, I mean Hustler magazine. And last Sunday, they did not announce the death of Rush Limbaugh.
Whoa. I did not realize
that. I'm starting to see an ugliness in these people.
Oh.
I mean, all of them.
It's
all
pretty rampant.
People, yeah. You know, at us common folk.
It's
a real ugliness.
You're right.
I'm feeling it, too.
You're right. Gosh, I didn't even realize that. Thank you for that. Wow. Jeez. It's sickening. That's sickening, isn't it? You know what, though? Be glad. I know I say that in a strange way, but be glad, because they show their true colors all the time and they repel people. The media is becoming such a repellent that it's good, actually. It's good to sink this low. it's good that they have such vitriol towards Rush Limbaugh. It's good. It plays their hand, does it not? Didn't they play their hand on election night? Didn't everybody get to see that? What they thought was conservative news? I mean, come on. Yeah, all I could say is now they're wanting the vaccine for the homeless. Yeah, there's a big push for that. Now you tell me, how many of the homeless died as a result of COVID? They're our most vulnerable, wouldn't they be? Right? Living in terrible conditions, barely making it, subject to weather. I mean, come on, right? 500,000 people in the United States. They're really pushing and saying that they have to have this shot, this gene altering shot. Look who they're going after. It's making me sick. It really is. It's making me sick. Let me play this Tucker Carlson. I want to give you this report. It's going to start out with the atrocious Merrick Garland. Talk about basically all of us. If you're white or conservative or Christian, he's basically talking about you. But let's give this a listen. This is about 3 minutes. Here you go. Listen up.
I supervised the prosecution of the perpetrators of the bombing of the Oklahoma City Federal Building, who sought to spark a revolution that would topple the federal government. If confirmed, I will supervise the prosecution of white supremacists and others who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, a heinous attack that sought to disrupt a cornerstone of our democracy, the peaceful transfer of power to a newly elected government.
That was Merrick Garland today at his confirmation hearings to be Joe Biden's next attorney general. Merrick Garland has a lot of reasonable friends who say he is a smart and moderate person, but that was not a moderate statement. It was dishonest, completely dishonest. Dishonest enough you should be worried about it. There's no evidence that white supremacists were responsible for what happened on January 6th. That's a lie. And contrary to what you've been hearing, there's also no evidence that this was a, quote, armed insurrection. Now, nobody has really gone through the arrests to reach that conclusion firmly until Julie Kelly did. She writes for American Greatness. She's got a new piece on this topic, which we recommend. She joins us tonight. Julie, thanks so much for coming on. I'm glad that you actually did the work that maybe the New York Times could have done, where you looked at the people who were arrested to assess the claim, was this an armed insurrection? What did you find?
So, Tucker, I know that you will be shocked to learn that the armed insurrection trope that we've been hearing for the past 6 weeks is not true. Of the more than 200 people arrested so far, mostly with misdemeanors, trespassing, and disorderly conduct charges, only 14 people have been charged with any type of weapons violation. Only a handful of those people actually used any kind of weapon, pepper spray, a helmet, a riot shield against an officer or against the building, actually, not to downplay what they did. But Tucker, only two people have been charged with any kind of firearms violation. Now, when most people hear armed insurrection, they think of guns and ammunition and firearms. Only two people face charges, mostly for violating DC's very strict gun control laws. It had nothing to do with the Capitol. They don't even have proof that they were inside the building at any point.
Right. So your piece, which again, I hope that our viewers read because it's really smart, repeatedly makes the point what the rioters did on January 6th was wrong. You don't approve of it at all.
Right.
You disapprove of it. But the lying about it is so relentless and coordinated and very, they're white supremacists. They were armed when there's no evidence they're white supremacists, and they weren't, no one used a gun inside the Capitol. The only firing that took place was from police at an unarmed protester. So like, why are they lying like this about it?
Well, because they've continued to get away with it, Tucker. I mean, from Russian collusion, you go through all of the lies that the left and the Democrats and a lot of Republicans, too, have said over the past 5 years in an effort to damage Donald Trump, sabotage him. But look, it's really alarming what the Justice Department is doing. And for Merrick Garland today to repeatedly say that he is going to put yet another political partisan prosecution at the top of his priority list, overtaking the serious public safety concerns that most Americans Americans have. A lot of his comments today were very alarming. This is another use of our Justice Department weaponized against political foes of the Beltway, but now they're targeting average Americans, holding them without bail in jail and bankrupting people for misdemeanors.
Yeah, this is not equal application of the law. And it's scary for that reason. I appreciate you coming on tonight, Julie. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, that was on Tucker. Very interesting, isn't it? Merrick Garland, they kept trying to put him into the Supreme Court. Do you guys remember that? Do you guys remember Senator Hatch? Senator Hatch, he's just waiting to have a museum of his office built, right, up in Salt Lake. He was all for Merrick Garland. The same Merrick Garland that called it the, what did he call it again? Let's see.
Who sought to spark a revolution that would topple the federal government.
Right.
If confirmed.
With no armed.
I will supervise the prosecution of white supremacists and others who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. A heinous attack that sought to disrupt a cornerstone of our democracy. The peaceful transfer of power to a newly elected.
No, it was actually the counting of the electoral votes that was stopped just as we began. And there was no storming. They were waved in. There were no arms. There were no guns. They never posed a lethal threat to anybody. And they were mostly paid, it seems, by CNN, the John Sullivans of the world of Utah, the Antifa, paid to be there, paid to get footage, and paid to look like a Trump supporter. Yet, you heard Merrick Garland, with all the bipartisan support today, before he lands into the position of AG. Senator Hatch was all for him. Isn't it amazing? It's totally amazing to me. Oh, one of my worst interviews, Senator Hatch. I just got a real big eye-opening experience with him. Let me just tell you. How bought and sold are they? Well, be right back. Yeah, Merrick Garland. What a sham. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The devil cheated me, took me for a ride. Packed me in his limousine, drove me to the other side. The devil cheated me, what a hell of a ride.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, this song reminds me of government. Why is that? Could it be because we've been lied to a lot? Yeah, they did a poll where they said, gee, from the 1960s to a decade ago, the assurance that government would do everything in our best interest sure went down. It went from 60% of Americans believe that government would do good things for us to 50% of Americans. And I'm thinking, I don't think so. I think the number is actually a lot lower. Maybe not after 2020. Everybody seemed to just believe whatever they said in 2020 for some oddball reason, but strange, right? Anyway, I don't think they've ever nailed that number correctly. Welcome back to the show. Of course, get over to Tropical. Make sure that you're getting your hot tub from Tropical. They're just fantastic people. And I had heard about them long before I actually went to them for a Bullfrog hot tub, because I had heard Bullfrog was the best and had done some research on Bullfrog, and apparently it is. And so I went to Tropical, but I had heard about Tropical because a lot of happy customers and a lot of people that really loved working with Tropical, and I've had the same experience. Make sure that you go to Tropical to get your swim spa, get your hot tub, and let me tell you what joy this will bring you and your family, and you'll have something in your backyard that can provide exercise, therapy, healing, whatever the case may be for you. Maybe it's just, a half an hour of just, I don't know, like that every day. You know, don't we all need that? I will take your calls, 888-673-1450, open phone lines. And let me just tell you, I've got Melissa and Susan today. Tomorrow, Chris Ann Hall and Lily Tang Williams, who came from communist China to tell us, you know, some of the parallels and some of the things that she's worried about right now. And then on Friday, I have Dr. Paul Gooch, and I also have Allison, our relationship guru, as well. And I'm working on some other interviews right now. I'd love to get Stephanie Senoff back on the show. I had her on about 5 years ago, I think it was, and she was fantastic talking about glyphosate. And she's talking about food supply now. And so she would be terrific to have back on the show. And, you know, I've interviewed so many people, but it's always great to hear from them a couple of times because of the vast knowledge they have in so many areas. She's MIT trained, but she actually decided to tell the truth. And you don't find very many MIT trained scientists who are willing to do that, unfortunately. But Stephanie Senoff is amazing. And, you know, I'm working on getting some fantastic guests for you guys, because really and truly, I want to hear from these people too. There's so many great voices out there. And, you know, they're all speaking out. Yet, it's so funny to be called a theorist when I can give you 10 doctors that will tell you, don't take this shot. They'll tell you, please don't. And this whole COVID thing, the whole response has been completely fabricated. And then the government can give me 10 doctors that agree with them. So then which doctor are you going to agree with? Right? I can give you people that were there on January 6th that tell you there was no armed insurrection. People were waved in. They were completely waved in. Nobody broke in. You know, but the media can get away with saying whatever they want. But I'm actually really glad that they're saying what they're saying, because then it's more obvious to the people that we have a controlled media. And like I've said before on the show, the difference to the Chinese laugh that we believe everything we're told in our media. They know their media is controlled, so they ignore it. They can't figure out why we believe it, our media. They, you know, their thought is, well, why don't you know it's controlled? Come on, people, give me a break. Romney, I wanted to talk about that. I know. I don't really want to talk about Romney. But, you know, he's so funny. He doesn't really want us to boycott the Olympics in Beijing. And he will never go against China. I hope people realize that. He promised Kissinger in the last election of 2012 that he would never go up against China. Kind of tells you where he's at, right? We also have the whole Merrick Garland story. Merrick Garland, who Hatch liked and supported. He also supported Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Senator Hatch, former Senator Hatch. This is like a little club of people, if we haven't noticed this yet. And our conservatives are swept up into it like no other. And I wish people would realize that. But Romney... I don't know if anyone could ever call him a conservative again. I hope they don't. It gives us a bad name, but he's embarrassing. But Romney doesn't want to see us do that, you know, for the player's sake. No, I think it's for his back pocket's sake, if I have to be honest. Yuck. So there's that. And there were actually a couple of Utah stories that I had on the, you know, on the docket today. But Governor Cox is also making some of his assignments to the different committees. You can see who will go along with the agenda of the liberal progressive. All you have to do is go to his Facebook page to find out. There's also articles there about his latest appointments, because usually the people that are following right along with Governor Cox are pretty liberal. I don't know if everyone's noticed that. You know, he actually said that that we're going to have deaths of transgenders if he would have signed that bill to protect women's sports. Now, with that being said, yeah, with deaths, really? With that being said, how many transgender boys in Utah actually want to compete against the girls? I'm going to say not too many. Okay? Not too many. We only have about 18 million that actually identify with even LGBTQ, RSVUP in the United States. That's it. Only 18 million. We have over 331 million people. Okay, so the number's very, very low, but it should say volumes about where he stands. And I'll tell you, when he said that we will have deaths among these students, really? Really? Because they can't play softball? Really? I don't think so. You know, it's funny to me because I'm looking at this whole situation and I realize there aren't going to be too many transgenders that will want to play sports anyway, right? With the girls, right? To compete for their scholarships that they've worked hard for. But he said he listened to the tears shed from a couple, I guess, transgender youth that wanted to play sports. And they were boys. It's never going to be girls wanting to play boys sports. It's boys wanting to play girls sports, of course, because that's where they can get the advantage. And that he listened to their stories and he came out thinking, okay, I can't do this to them. Did he listen to the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of girls playing girl sports and their stories and the time that they put in and the training? Did he listen to their desire about their scholarships not being stolen? Or did he just listen to a couple of trans youth? And this is the problem. Governor Cox is all about emotion. So if you can tug at his heartstrings and it's very one-sided, then I guess you know the answer you're going to get with Governor Cox. And that to me is really, really sad because nothing is born out of principle. It's out of emotion. This is one of the giveaways where you know that Governor Cox is a liberal progressive because they usually base their ideas and where they stand solely on the emotions. Couple of people go into his office, cry big crocodile tears. And here's the other thing. Why didn't he just tell them, I'm so sorry, but the situation that you're in, you just can't have everything you want. Wouldn't that have been the grown-up way to approach that? I'm so sorry, but this is the path you chose and you're biologically not a girl, so I'm so sorry. It's just not the path for you. People are told all the time they can't compete in sports for different reasons. So why can't you say, I'm sorry? No go. Why is that such a hard thing to do? But Governor Cox seems to be under the delusion that they'll go die if they can't be a part of girls' sports and compete against their scholarships, which they'll probably get because, of course, with their physical prowess, I'm sure that they might have an advantage. Right? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to correct you a little while ago. You said that nobody broke into the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, we have videos of people breaking into the Capitol on that day.
A couple of people broke windows, but they actually were waved into walk-in. So.
Right, vast majority, yeah, but there were actually people that broke in and got in. There's several videos of those. But the caveat here is that the majority of them were positively identified as Antifa and BLM.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people actually tried to stop the people that were breaking in from breaking in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they kept yelling, no Antifa.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's fine. I mean, I saw a lot of video of them just walking in, so I don't think there was actually a need to break in if they broke in. I saw some breaking of windows by Antifa, but I didn't, but they were walking in. So,
yeah, there's a few videos of people that were probably legitimate patriots that followed the people that broke in, and then I saw one with the blowhorn saying, we got to do this and we got to do that. Unfortunately, kind of trapped into it like that poor woman that was shot.
But they never did actually pose a real threat. They weren't lethally. They weren't armed with guns. I mean, it's kind of interesting how the story gets told.
Interrupt the last legitimate chance to correct the problem.
Makes no sense.
Doesn't make sense.
I know. It makes zero sense. Thanks so much for calling in. Really appreciate you. You're right. Yep. And it doesn't make any sense. And when things don't make sense, usually it means there's a lie at hand. And I'm glad that Tucker did that show just to again prove that that story was not told correctly. When I had it out with the former FBI guy who wrote the latest book trying to preserve its image, when we had it out and he kept calling me a liar because I kept saying they were waved in. What are you talking about? Of course, we all know that the fire extinguisher story never actually took place. It was a bold-faced lie. There was no trauma to that gentleman. He actually died, the family said, of a stroke. And the coroner finally had to come out and say no trauma. But the fire extinguisher story keeps going around and around. And when I said the fire extinguisher story, the FBI guy, of course, yelled at me and called me a liar. I never did air that interview because, I mean, it was a terrible, terrible interview. He just kept calling me. Anything I say, he kept calling me a liar. And I kept telling him I'm completely backed up. If you go look at the facts. He was telling me no, everyone was armed and they were going to, of course, go after all the congressmen that were hiding. And that wasn't the truth. So there's so many things that you just keep getting told that aren't true. And I just think that's so pathetic. It's so pathetic that we don't have any journalism right now, real journalism in the mainstream, that will correct any story, that will stop saying the little pieces that they do, right? They keep calling the Capitol the temple of democracy. I mean, all of, crazy, right? Give me a break. Don't call it a temple. Good heavens. These people are just out of control. And like I said before, the good news is they show their hand because they are this out of control. They won't correct a bad story that's being told. They won't step up. They'll only read a script. I think that's good news, because the more they do this, the more they showed who they were with Russia's death, with the election results, the more that they show who they are, the more we get to the much quicker understanding of what we're dealing with as an American public. And we really need to. We need to identify them as bought and sold media is what we need to do in this country, because they provide cover for all of these politicians. All this little cabal, you know, Mitch McConnell. Ugh. I just shiver when I think of Mitch McConnell because he's such a rhino. And of course, he is championing Merrick Garland. Of course he is. Would you expect anything different? Many say he was behind the incident at the Capitol to stop the counting of electoral votes by a very fake and very manufactured false flag of people going into the Capitol. Yep, I can believe that. Usually it's the quiet ones, isn't it? But yeah, I would absolutely have no doubt that Mitch McConnell was behind that. That's word on the street anyway. I'll be right back with Melissa and then, of course, with Susan. We have so much to talk about. Food supply, all kinds of stuff today. Stay with us. All the podcasts are at katedalyradio.com. Katedalyradio.com. Be right back.